Good afternoon. We have gorgeous sunshine and comfortably warm temperatures through the afternoon across interior New York and New England, with temperatures holding in the middle and upper 70s as we head toward this evening. Readings will only slide a couple degrees, and we will see sunshine through some high cloudiness as a storm system starts to head in our direction from the south and west. The system will bring a continued increase in cloud cover tonight across the area. Still, clear skies for long enough to allow temperatures to go back into the 50s for overnight lows. While clouds will thicken towards sunrise, rain will hold off for a while until mid to late morning as it moves up from the south as a low pressure wave emerges along the mid-Atlantic coast and heads toward Cape Cod. On this track, rain will be likely for the middle part of the day across most of interior New York and New England, with the steadiest and heaviest rain coming in New England during the early to mid part of the afternoon. With the clouds and showers, temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. The upper level part of this disturbance is pivoting through the Great Lakes and will move through the Northeast on Friday. As a result, we'll keep skies mostly cloudy, and it will be cooler than average with a bit of a breeze out of the northwest and a few scattered showers passing through from time to time, maybe even a rumble of thunder. This is most likely to occur across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and temperatures will stay in the middle and upper 60s. Right now, it looks like the beginning of the weekend will be dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s, and staying in the mid 70s on Sunday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, sunshine through high clouds, temperatures in the 70s, more sunshine through some high clouds in Boston, staying in the 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with temperatures staying in the lower 70s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine through high clouds for the remainder of the afternoon, temperatures sliding back through the 70s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s, and cloudy with a good chance of showers in the afternoon tomorrow and highs in the mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine fading behind increasing high clouds this afternoon with increasing and thickening clouds tonight and lows in the mid-50s. Cloudy skies on Thursday with a good chance of showers in the middle of the day, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some high clouds for the remainder of the day, then thickening clouds late tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Clouds and showers likely on Thursday, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine through high clouds for the remainder of the day today and increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Clouds and showers likely on Thursday with highs in the middle and upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine through high clouds for the rest of the day, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Thickening clouds on Thursday with a good chance of showers during the afternoon in the middle and upper 60s. Region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s Saturday, a good chance of a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.